Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the What's Up Falcons podcast with Rock, Hoop, Q, Aries Falcon, and keeping it sexy, LG.
What's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome to the What's Up Falcons podcast. My name is Rock, and I'm joined today with my boy Q in the house. What's going on, Q?
Rock, what's going on, man?
Oh, man, just trying to maintain, Q. Just trying to maintain. It's hard, man. It gets harder every day. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. Just trying not to drive my car anywhere because these gas prices are through the roof.
I know, that's right, man. It's crazy. And I'm also joined from all the way over on the West Coast with the notorious vid maker, Mr. Aries Falcon. What's up, Aries?
Yeah.
The unemployed vid maker.
The unemployed vid maker, Aries Falcon.
That'll change quickly. I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Nah, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, so just holding up in there, you know.
That's cool, man. That's cool. You know, we're all making it, trying to, you know.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, the last week or so, man, I've been on, you know what I'm saying, vacation, you know, with the air quotes.
Oh, I get you. Vacation.
Is it at least paid vacation?
Yeah, actually it was.
Nice.
At least it's that. At least you got something.
Indeed.
Yeah. They gave me a severance, so.
Oh,
severance,
wow.
Package.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, and Hoop probably won't be with us tonight, and we all know the routine with Al, so. But I want to thank y'all for checking this out. I know it's been a minute, but we're still here, and, you know.
Al Hoop.
Exactly. And we're still here. We're still with Armchair All-American, and, you know, we're still on Twitter at What's Up Falcons, and we still got that text line, man. It's 770-268-0555. All right, fellas, the picks are in, man. We did it. You know, we did our live stream. Last time we were together, we did our live stream of the draft, man. Had a pretty good time. And, you know, first night, you know, we saw their first pick. And, you know, it was a little, you know, people didn't know what to think. You know, a lot of people hated it because they were like, we went wide receiver again. And then some people were like, no, this is a good pick. So we saw that. But then the next day is when all the magic happened, apparently. And they went to town, man. And, you know, I thought it was a pretty interesting pick overall, a whole class after the whole thing was over. I was kind of like, okay, I see what y'all are trying to do.
Before we skip past the first pick, hold on.
What? Say what? Hello?
What about the first pick?
Yeah, what about the first pick?
At first pick?
When you're ready, give it a...
Uh-oh, is that Android talking?
Yeah, trying to make it talk.
Oh, okay. Anyway, man, you know, what'd you guys think overall, man, before we even get into it to break it down? What'd you think overall about when you heard about all the picks they did when it was over?
From listening to ESPN, it sounds like, you know, they got a pretty decent score. You know, I've heard people throwing out B and B minus.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's not too bad.
No, not at all. I've heard a lot of that.
I wish
too.
I was a B minus student in school.
I know, I'm D all the way. Harry's got his stuff blasting.
I was playing some Jamaican music.
What's that, Jamaican? Yeah, man.
I can't get to you with this shit.
See, that's what happens when you get androids, man.
job, man. You need to get six job, man. You won't be unemployed, man.
No, man.
You motherfucker.
You know, I just had to give a little love to our first round draft pick.
Oh,
that's what that was.
That's the first to fight song.
Oh, okay.
Right on SC.
Oh, okay. I get it. I get it now. I get it. Well, we'll go into that when we start going off on these guys. But Aries, his side of the world kind of had the spotlight for the Falcons, apparently.
Yes, we have a dog. This man can go up and catch anything.
That's what I'm hearing, man. That's what I'm hearing.
I don't know. I feel like this is deja vu because about this time last year, Kyle Pitts was going to save the world.
Yeah. Well,
if I recall, Kyle Pitts did have the second most receiving yards for a rookie tight end since Mike Ditka.
He had a good year, but I was worried at first. I think it was that Jets game in London before things really picked up.
Right.
Helped him when that fool Ridley got out of the picture. He didn't have to deal with that nonsense anymore.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Mr. Half Empty.
What did you say?
Mr. Half Empty.
Oh.
Well, all right, man. We'll just get into it, man. We'll start talking about these guys one by one and just, you know, giving our opinions and thoughts since we haven't really talked about it. So, all right. Pick number one in round one. The Falcons pick from number 8 overall, Mr. Drake London, wide receiver from USC. So we know Aries is totally happy about this pick. And so far from what I'm hearing, I don't watch a lot of their games, but from what I'm hearing, it was definitely a good solid pick.
He was a good pick. He was a good pick. I mean, if they were going to go receiver, I'd rather them get Wilson from Ohio State, mm-hmm. Garrett Wilson, but I'm happy with London.
Right.
London is a monster. He can go up there and catch it. And he's going to need that catching radius because, I mean, we got Mr. Mariota back there throwing the ball too, so, you know what I'm saying, he's going to need it.
Right. Now, he's a pretty tall dude, right, Drake? I'm trying to see his stats.
I think I saw 6'3", 6'4", something like that.
Yeah. And he can get up there, man. So I'm hearing he's a beast, man. I haven't heard one thing negative about him. I mean, some people's, saying something because they wanted somebody else. But overall, you know, I'm hearing all good things about Drake. What do you think about Drake, Q?
The one thing I worry about is with him being at USC, you know, I'm not so sure he faced some of the toughest defenses in the nation.
Right.
No, I'm being for real. You know.
Right.
A lot of those, you know, USC, you know, they've never been like, you know, a big defensive school. You know, we've seen what happened to Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush when they came into the league.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other kid that came from USC, the other quarterback? What was his name? Barkley? What was his name, Aries?
You know, well, the one that's going for, he's playing for Carolina right now, right?
I think so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you might be right. But anyways, I just worry about, you know, what's it going to be like when he gets to the NFL and faces, you know, a real strong, tough defense. Because I don't think, you know, at USC he faced week in and week out like you do in the SEC. I don't think he faced a lot of strong defenses.
No. But he was the number one receiver out of the Pac-12. He was the best receiver in this year's draft.
Well, I'm interested to see. You know, I'm excited. I'm interested to see. So we'll just see what happens.
Right.
And like you said, we need a guy that can catch anything because, like Aries just stated, you know,
right,
Marcus Mariota throwing that ball to him. So, you know, it should be interesting.
Should be very interesting, man.
Who's gonna have more catches this year, I wonder, between Pitts and this kid? That's gonna be interesting to see.
The whole thing is gonna be interesting to see. You're gonna have Pitts.
It's gonna depend on how they use them and the play calling style.
Right.
So it games. So it really depends on that.
Well, I think that we're in for a good surprise, because I heard our coach, he was on the radio today and gave a really good interview, in-depth interview about their plans going forward. And off, he kind of slipped up and said that offense is a thing that they're definitely planning to change up a whole lot than what we've seen before. So I think that is a good reason of why they picked some of their the guys that they picked in this draft, especially with Drake and a couple other guys. But so I think we're the whole scheme, from what they're saying, is about to change from what we've done in the past. So, and you can kind of tell that from the size of the guys that they picked in this draft a little bit as well. Getting a lot of bigger dudes. But all right, well, we'll see what's up with Drake, man. And hopefully, you know, imagine that, man, out there. You got Drake London out there as a wide receiver. You got Kyle Pitts. And you got Cordell Patterson out there as well. I can see some interesting things to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
That's going to be some interesting play calling. That offense is locked down. You just got to work on that offensive line, and they should be good.
Exactly. All right. Well, round two. The Falcons, they picked at number 38 overall, and they got Arnold Ebikiti. He's we're going pass rush. They went pass rush. Everyone's talking about we got to get pass rush, so they went pass rush from PSU. And from what I'm hearing, everybody's really pumped on this dude, man. They're really excited about him, and he was kind of impressive as far as everyone's looking at his reel. And his stats were like, in 2021, he had 62 tackles, 10 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles. So, you know, that's like better than what Tack had. What?
I said I like those numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's something there with that, you know, and people seem to be, from more stuff I hear about him, a lot of people getting more excited about him, more so than even Drake London. So I think the first two picks so far, from what, you know, word is on the street, are winners. And hopefully it'll help this team, you know, because we need some edge rush. Lord knows we didn't have one in a long time. But so what do you think about him, Q? Have you heard anything about Arnold?
No, earlier today I was trying to take everybody and type their name into YouTube and just kind of see what came up. And, you know, I saw him making some plays. I saw a couple of highlight reels. So,
right.
You know, I think it's another good pick. But as we know, our defensive end picks have always kind of given us trouble. So I'm this pick right here, I'm just sitting here, fingers crossed. You know, we'll just wait and see.
He's kind of a big dude too. He's 6'2 and 250 pounds. So hopefully, you know, they'll keep that trend going with bigger guys, unlike what Thomas was bringing here before, all this fast physical stuff. All right, Aries, you want anything? What do you think about Arnold Ebikiti, the pass rush for our number two pick?
For the position, I'm cool with it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like what they did, but his production is yet to be seen. He's from a small school, so
right.
It's gonna have to. It's a wait and see type of deal. I mean, I've seen some of his tapes,
mm-hmm.
so he can be in the corner pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But as far as the pick, I like it.
All right, cool. And yeah, you're right, man. You know, I think we all have been kind of, you know, worn out about the pass rush that we've picked, you know, over the last 10 years. So hopefully, I mean, I know we're all a little jaded on it, but hopefully Terry got it right this time. So in round two, they also picked 58th overall, Troy Anderson from Montana State. Linebacker. you guys know anything about him? From what I'm hearing on the streets is, you know, I'm hearing great things. People like him. Somebody even said that he's going to be the second coming of Luke Kuechly.
That's what I hear. He has that play style like Luke, but he's very small for a linebacker. If an offensive lineman breaks to the second part of the defense, then he's going to get pancaked.
So to piggyback off of Aries, I also heard he was small, and then the fact that he's coming from kind of a school. Well, I don't know about this one.
Yeah, I'm on the fence with him. It's more of a, just let me see what you got. I heard before he switched over to linebacker, he played a little bit of quarterback, and I heard them reference Taysom Hill for some reason. So,
oh no.
You know, I better not see this dude on offense at all.
Right.
So
unless Marcus Mariota goes down, then you might have to just toss anybody out there.
Exactly. All right, man. Well, all right, that's cool. So interesting. Yeah, he's definitely a wait and see, but you know, like I said, the stats look, his 2021 stats look pretty good, and you know, and like I said, word on the internet is, you know, it's not a bad pick. Derek's, you know, interesting pick. So all right, so moving on round three, at number 74th overall, we got Mr. Desmond Ridder. We picked up a quarterback, y'all. Just, I got to say one thing about this draft, man. Everyone, you know, they're saying, we got to get this. We got to go all defense. We got to get this. We got to get a new quarterback. We did this. I think they did it pretty well, that they touched on every key part that people were asking for and crying about, you know. It may not be, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with it, but at least they were listening. They know their needs. So instead of waiting, like I thought they was going to wait till next year to try to go for a quarterback, which they still might do. But I was pretty, you know, I was like, okay, third round quarterback, interesting. So they got this guy from Cincinnati, in which I heard he had a pretty good year in Cincinnati, man. I think he threw for 3,334 yards. He had 30 touchdowns and only eight interceptions. So I'm hearing good things about him. What are you hearing about him, Aries? You like?
Ridder. I like Ridder. I was telling my YouTube buddies that out of all the quarterbacks, I would rather have Ridder over Willis.
Right.
So.
Right.
He's more mature. Really? Yeah. He's more mature. He is a better pocket passer. His accuracy is off the chain. I mean, he's pinpoint accurate, and he can also run the ball as well, just like Willis. But his first option is to throw it. And that's what I want. Somebody who wants to sit in the pocket and look for somebody open before tucking the ball and run. You know, goes through his progressions, makes the reads, and passes the ball.
What do you think about a Q?
Well, you know, as you know, because I send you guys screenshots, I'm always on Reddit just kind of seeing what they're talking about. And Reddit called it right. They said we were going to take him. But then, you know, some of the negatives about the kid was, they were like, you know, he scrambled a little bit better than Matt Ryan, but they were saying that arm strength is about the same, and that was the only knock I've heard so far. But I've seen that knock probably 50 times now,
right?
So, you know,
okay,
do we need somebody that can get the ball downfield in this new offense, or are we just kind of, you know, not too worried about, you know, going deep? You know, we don't have Julio and all these guys. So, you know, maybe we got a new offensive scheme where we're not trying to get the ball downfield on those deep passes. So who knows? You know, maybe he'll fit the scheme perfectly. They drafted him for a reason, right?
Right. Exactly. All right, man. All right, moving on. And also in the third round at pick 82 overall, we got Mr. D'Angelo Malone. Another pass rush from... was that Kansas City? WKU? I don't know what
school. I don't know where he went to school.
I think it was, what's WKU? I've seen that before. It's, it is, no, Western Kentucky. Jesus Christ. Yeah, Western Kentucky, man. And his pass rush, his stats are okay. You know, he's had 94 tackles, 9 sacks, and 4 forced fumbles. But, you know, hey, they went 2 edge rushes. So, obviously, they're trying to address it because they know it's an issue. And I haven't heard a whole lot about him. I heard it was an okay as a wait and see. But, you know. You know, at least they'll have more than one option this year. So maybe they can, like you said, change up the offense and implement them in a way to where it's like, you know, it'll fit with two guys like that on top of everybody else. But what are your thoughts on D'Angelo Arias?
I don't know too much about him, so I can't really speak on it. But as far as getting another pass rusher, mm-hmm. it's welcome. So. We got 2 pass rushers and a linebacker, so yep. It's looking good. It's looking good, but you know, I can't really call it because I mean they were players in the draft 3 years ago that nobody thought would be hot now. So you know,
right, exactly. What about you, Q? What are your thoughts?
I don't know a whole lot about the dude, but I'm just basically like, hey, mm-hmm. we got 2 pass rushers. Let's throw them out there and see what happens. Throw them both out there. Let's see what happens. So,
yeah.
You know, at this point, you're looking for any type of change you can find. Maybe one of them will work out. Maybe both of them.
Right.
I don't know.
Just I agree with that. I mean, if you put them both out there and at the same time with Grady Jarrett and you think you got to double somebody off the edge, then Grady Jarrett, you know, he's going to be able to beat.
Yeah.
So...
yeah,
you know, so I look at it as a win-win. If they perform and get the sacks, then you know what I'm saying, they were good picks. But if they take the pressure off of Jarrett and still help, then you know they're still good picks.
Yeah, man, I agree.
Most importantly, take some of that pressure off the corners would be nice too.
Yeah. All right, man. So, well, that's another wait and see, but you know. Not a lot of negatives, but it's at least it's an important position that we need to do something about, and they actually did it. So, you know, I'm happy with it as well. All right, so moving on in round 5 and pick number 151 overall, we got Mr. Tyler, was it Algier? How do you pronounce that? Algier?
Man, you are the worst with names.
Well, how do you pronounce it?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I could be right. What do you mean? I'm the worst. You don't even know how to pronounce it. I think it's LG.
You'll mess up John Smith at this point.
We'll call him Tyler Algier. But he's a running back. So they even went running back, man. You know? So from BYU. Bring him young. Big him young.
What's his size? Does anybody know? How big is he? How big is the kid?
Let's see. He is... see if I can see. He is... not showing his size.
The only reason I asked is because, you know, I was wondering if he could split carries. You know, if he's going to be ready to go. Because,
I heard he was kind of a size, kind of a decent size. Oh, here it is. He's 5'10 and 224 pounds.
That'll work.
Yeah. So he's pretty solid, stocky dude, so.
Yeah, he needs to pack on some more weight.
Well, I mean, he will. If he's coming in at 224, he'll probably put on another 20 pounds over the next few years.
And he had in college he had 21. Well, he actually led the college in
what conference are they in?
What BYU
lead?
I don't know.
Yeah. the Independence Conference. Independent Conference, aren't they?
They're in the WAC. They're WAC. Oh, the WAC.
Okay.
We have a rushing touchdown. I think he had 21.
And for good reason, too.
Yeah, 200 out of 276 carries and 1,606 yards. So, but
wait, like say that again, Rock. I missed it. Say that one more time.
1,606 yards.
Well, how many carries?
276.
Okay.
You know, with 21 touchdowns. So even if the league, you know, it's not such a great conference where he is, 21 touchdowns is 21 touchdowns. So, but apparently, you know, I guess they saw something in him. You know, what do you think about it, yeah. Q? You
know? I mean, size wise, like Eric said, he needs to get bigger, and he probably will. Right. He might be a great short yardage guy. So, you know,
I think he may be a good.
That's my thing. I know he had 20 some touchdowns, but how many of those touchdowns are from 20 yards or more?
That's a good question.
Those 1 yarders, I don't consider them real running back touchdowns. He leaned forward and scored.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, I want to see some runs from some 20 yards back or more touchdowns. Those are real touchdowns.
Well, here's his little demo reel on their site.
Outside, Algier. Inside, end zone. Touchdown.
That was kind of short yardage.
Algier stumbles and then rights himself and is off. He's 40. He's 20. He is touchdown. Quarterback. Jaren Hall didn't start. Baylor Romney knocked out of the game. This man's loose. Algier down the sideline. He's 20.
It's just kind of hard to say, man. You know, could he do those kind of runs against the an Alabama defense or a Georgia defense, which, you know, basically when you get to the NFL,
right,
even the worst teams have defenses that are as good as those college teams.
Right.
Okay. I like the film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a hard runner, though, man. I mean, you know. So, apparently they saw something in him, you know, in a man. So, maybe he could be an upgrade for who do we let go? Davis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe he could be, you know, a younger version of that or something, you know? But
anybody better than Davis at this point.
Yeah, I think we all saw that Davis move coming.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we'll see with Tyler, you know. But hey, at least they got another running back, so.
Davis was getting outproduced by a guy that's about to get an AARP card.
I know, right? Mr. Kadarrell Patterson. All right. Also, Q, you should be happy about this. Round 6 at number 190 overall. Got Justin Schaefer from UGA. We got two dogs in this draft, man. UGA. So, Q, what do you know about Justin? I mean, there's nothing to write home about, but, you know.
You know, only thing I really know is, you know, they said there was a reason he fell that low in the draft compared to some of his other compadres. But, I mean, he did play one of the best defenses in the nation.
Right.
So that's a head start.
That's true. It's an interesting so, one. And he had four sacks last year.
Yeah, I'll give him a chance. We'll see. But I'm not, I'm not jumping on that bandwagon, but we'll see.
Well, I mean, at least he's competition for the left side anyway, because our left guard position, you know, it's been kind of...
You know, 6'4", 314 pounds. Hey, sound like a pretty good lineman to me.
It's a big dude.
No. He's a big dude, definitely. But, yeah. I mean, he fell deep into the draft, so...
He's from Ellenwood, Georgia, too.
Well, yeah, that's what my pops is.
Oh, okay. Cool, man. So, all right. Well, so they went, see, not only did they pick all these positions everyone was crying about, they even picked a dog player. And not only that, going to in that same round, at their next pick, they picked another dog player. Mr. John Fitzpatrick.
Playoffs?
His stats of 2021 was he had 6 receptions, 83 yards, and no touchdowns.
But yeah, he wasn't the premier tight end, obviously, because, you know,
but
you're getting deep into the draft now. You're looking for guys that you can develop, so we'll see.
Bullshit, motherfucker!
What do you feel about that, Aries, at the backup tight end, probably?
Hey, if he can block, as long as he can block, as long as how to block, because I'm pretty much sure that's why they brought him in.
Yeah. He's a big dude,
to help their front line and block. So, yeah. He's turning his team into the Tennessee Titans 2.0. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, if it works, I'll take it. But Fitzpatrick, man, he's big. He's 6'7", 250.
Yeah, that's a big body to have in the red zone. So yep. I hope they use him there.
Yep.
You run a dual tight end with Drake White out. You know what I'm saying? Goal line stands. You got three big bodies that can go up and get in the end zone. That's what you need.
Were you going to say?
I'm thinking he's going to be more of a blocking tight end. Just because, I mean, you can hear from his stats that he wasn't a red zone threat in college. But, I mean, he was behind a really good tight end. So, you know, we'll see. We shall see.
Okay, we definitely shall see. But, you know, we got, you know, two dogs on the team, man. And, you know.
Hey, I'll take it. But, hey, even the dogs, they had their punter get drafted. So,
yep.
Imagine that.
Yep. They set a record too. They had the most in NFL history of draft in one single draft of players pick.
I knew it was up there. Was it the most in NFL history though?
I think so.
I think they had the most in the first round with eight.
Eight. Okay. Just the first round. I knew they broke some record.
Yeah.
But that's cool, man. And all right, so you know those were our top picks, man, and. You know, it seems to be a theme going with that as far as we're getting bigger guys. And, you know, it seems like we're getting away from that fast.
We're going in another direction, which is a positive thing because we saw that going in that old direction was getting us nowhere.
Right. So no more of that damn fast and physical. Now it's more like tough and physical.
Yeah, that's how we gonna run y'all asses over physical.
Yeah.
Well, I love to see that, and I'm fine with that.
Arthur Smith is like, yeah, he's like, nah, I gotta get some people to punch you in the mouth out here because we don't have that right now. So
Arthur Smith was here last year. He had some say in the draft class, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how would you rank his job last year compared to his job this year?
Well, I'll cut him a little slack, me personally, from last year because he came into a whole, you know, shipwreck, and there were a lot of things. Yeah, and we had a lot of issues with, you know, Julio, Ridley, and the deal with Matt, you know, and a lot of stuff. So I thought they did the best that they could, and he obviously he learned. It looked like he's learned his lesson on a lot of different fronts from last year, not only in the draft pick, but. I'll definitely say he definitely did a much well improvement. What do you think, Aries?
As far as position wise, he drafted what we needed at that position. He knew we needed pass rushers. We needed we needed defense. So he picked up two defensive ends, a linebacker. You know, went to the offensive line. So I'm good with it. I'm good with it as far as drafting what we needed.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Yeah. I think they took a standpoint of let's get the most intelligent player that works for us. Not the most intelligent player, the most intelligent pick that works for us.
Right.
I think that's what they kind of went out there and did this year as opposed to last year.
Exactly. The best available at what we need.
Yeah, right. What we need. Yeah. Yeah.
They kind of said that going in too. And they would ask him before the draft even happened. They said they're going for the best player available that fits their need, whoever's up there. And I guess that's what they did, man. So overall, what would you guys grade this draft?
Overall, drafting for needs and not to make a splash, I give it a B.
All right. And
Q, what did you
say?
That's
pretty much where I am at. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what I've been hearing. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing B to B minus, right. Which is whether it's a B or a B minus, that's still pretty damn good. So
right.
I'm happy with it.
Yeah, from what I heard, it's better than New England, but New England got an F.
Oh, really?
But watch New England come out and ball out. But right. You got to be careful with New England.
Yeah. And I'm with you guys, too, man. I'm thinking more like B minus. I've seen A minus a lot, but I think the overall, everyone's around the B. I don't think anyone went lower than a you know, like
yeah, B minus. I give them a solid B.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, it was exciting, and I wish, you know, we had picked some of these players while we were watching it live, doing our live stream, but, you know, it's all good.
The one thing that just messes me up is the QB pick. I didn't understand it because I think we're going to eventually draft another QB, maybe as early as next season or the season after. So
I don't think so. If Ritter pans out, because he was up there with homeboy from Pittsburgh and Emerson Willis, he was the second or third best quarterback in this year's draft. So for him to fall down to the third round and we get him for cheap, I think it's a plus. And plus, he's going to have that chip on his shoulder, like, you know, I should have went higher.
Yeah.
So,
but what about the dude we already have on the roster? The Franks kid from
Franks was not their pick, so they can care less.
Yeah, I don't think Franks is gonna.
I know Franks wasn't their pick, but I mean, he's a big dude. He's shown in the preseason he can pass, he can scramble,
and he can throw interceptions too. You remember that?
But I.
You remember that game when all three quarterbacks threw an interception?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that just, you know, that just comes with experience, though, I think.
Hey.
But he kind of reminded me of a second coming of Big Ben, minus the interceptions. But
Wait a minute. He's not that big. I don't know. You thinking about the right guy. Franks is not that big.
I thought that dude was like 6'6".
He was pretty tall. I thought Franks was tall, too.
I thought he was tall as hell.
Are you talking about Josh Rosen?
No, I'm talking about Franks.
Felipe Franks. I'm not going to look that up. I don't think he's that big. Look it up.
Isn't his name Felipe Franks or something like that?
Something like that thing.
Felipe Franks.
Felipe Franks. University of Florida.
Quarterback. Okay, let me see. He is 6'6".
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No. He didn't look that tall on the field,
and he's got some wheels on him.
But I just think because he's not, you know what I'm saying, Arthur Smith's pick, he's not going to care. He doesn't care. It's like, okay, I'm going to bring in my guys who I think can change this team around. So Franks is not in that equation. Bye bye.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, obviously, he has to fit into what the coaches are looking for. But
right.
I will say I'm interested to see the preseason that much more right now.
Yeah.
That's going to be good to watch them two go at it for reps.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
And Arthur Smith, they kind of grilled him. Dukes and Bell, Q, he was on Dukes and Bell today. He was actually there live in studio instead of calling in. Arthur Smith, our coach.
Oh, wow, man, damn, you should have texted me. I would have turned to that.
Oh, I should have, man. I was listening to it on my way home.
Send out a text, because
well, you can listen to the podcast to
that on iHeartRadio. Yeah, I'll go back and I'll listen to it.
But he was. Damn, I forgot what I was going to say. No, he was. They asked him about, you know, the rough start that we had, and especially in preseason, and what was up with that, man? And he admitted that he kind of underestimated the readiness of the veterans, and he's like, this year is going to be a lot different. It's going to be more hard-nosed football in the preseason, so the preseason is not going to be anything to blow off this year. He's taking that serious, like it's the regular season. Unlike they did last year, but you know.
And I think last year was a little weird with the preseason.
Right.
Because wasn't last year the first year that one less preseason game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to do that again. You know, I have three preseason games.
But he's using that as a extreme competition and tryouts. He's like, everybody's competing for a job.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's what the preseason is supposed to be. Everybody's who's competing for a spot on that roster.
Yep.
So
I think he kind of gave some of the vets a pass a little bit on that last year.
So I'm glad he's getting it. I mean, it was his first year as being a head coach, so he was lost in the sauce himself.
Right, exactly. He admitted that, but so it was pretty interesting, man. It was good listening to him answer questions and not give coach speak, you know?
Were they
give him two more years to actually turn this team around. If he doesn't do it in 2 years, I think he might be gone by year four.
Well, he's saying that he wants to make it tough. He's like, Atlanta's a great city, great football city. He's like, and it's a tough city. He wants the Falcons to reflect that. So he's like, he's all about being
football season. I know he fucking know.
But you know, we'll see, man. I don't know, man. But
he was brown nosing a little bit with that one, boy.
Well, yeah, you got to do that
with that one.
Well, you know, I mean, as far as being a football city.
Yeah.
You know, he has to say that, but.
Yeah, I've seen so many Falcon fans turn at the drop of a hat.
No, I think Atlanta's a football city. I think we turned into a serious football city.
No. You don't think if the dogs suck next year, you think that scandal's those stands are going to
They can do no wrong.
That's a whole nother ecosystem there. That's a whole nother world.
You compare an apple.
Well, true. Okay. Yeah. You're right. I know a few dedicated dog fans.
Dude.
But I mean, like, if the Falcons were like trash, which they were the last couple of years, those stands are empty.
Listen, anybody buying tickets? The Braves went 20 years.
Yeah.
Between World Series and
they jumped on the wagon quick.
But nobody gave up on them, though. I mean, they still were the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, look at the Hawks. You know, the Hawks had, you know, they might have a good season and get people in there. And then, you know, a season like this year, it seemed like they weren't as on board as they were last season. So, you know, we're not a basketball city, but we are a football city and a baseball city and a soccer city.
Definitely.
Yeah, so what happened to the stands during the Falcon game? Explain that.
Well, you saw it, man. But, you know.
Oh, okay. You football city, though.
But I think a lot of that had to do with COVID and that new stadium and those prices. I mean, you know.
College football.
I had season tickets for, I think, like, you know, four, five, six seasons.
Mm-hmm. So if they
the prices, even, prices even,
with,
are a lot
even with season tickets, you ain't going to show up? You gonna sell your tickets to the opposing team fans, so it sounds like a home game for the damn visitors.
I mean, even when we had Michael Vick, you saw a lot of that. But I'm saying, COVID, I think, hurt a lot of people's pockets, and that was the issue. You know, a lot got back on track since COVID, because you know we have that PSL now where you got to pay that extra fee for your tickets and all that stuff that we never had before. So it was just bad timing with everything. The new stadium came at the worst time, because nobody knew COVID was around the corner, but the new stadium just came at a bad time.
But I hear what you're saying too, Aries, though. You know, we can't deny we do have that stigma here because we're a corporate transplant city as well, so you got to factor that in.
We're a melting pot.
Yeah.
We're a melting pot of people.
We have a lot of people from a lot of different cities that come here, and they bring their support for their team here too, so.
Yeah, me being from Atlanta, born and raised, you know, the first thing people say to me when they find out that they're like, you've been here all your life? I'm like, yeah. You know, they can't believe it. So, you know, it's a transplant city.
Well, hopefully they can change this up now. We'll see.
I'm planning a transplant as soon as I can.
Are you still coming?
I mean, if you look at the schedule now, I mean, there's teams that just travel well. If Pittsburgh comes to Atlanta, oh, forget about it. If the Chicago Bears come to Atlanta, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay, Dallas.
Yep, Green Bay, Dallas. I just stopped for the sake of stopping, but I mean, I could go on and on.
Yeah.
You could probably name every team in the league. The Jets and Jacksonville.
Jacksonville do not travel well. Sorry. They don't even show up to their own damn game. They ain't going to travel.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But, all right, fellas. Well, let's do one more thing before we start wrapping it up. We got to talk about Grady Jarrett. And Aries, you know, Aries, you know, he supported it.
Somebody called that. Somebody called. I forgot who it was. Somebody called that.
Aries did call it, you know. But it was rumored, though, man. You know, you can, you know, it was definitely rumored, and it was looking that way for a minute. But Arthur Smith kind of touched on that a little bit. He said Grady always knew how they felt about him, and he had an outstanding. You know, he puts in the work. He's a hard worker, and he said they wanted to reward him and Matthews.
He stays out the news.
Yeah, yeah. So
most important part.
So, I mean, I don't know how much of that is, you know, coach talk or whatever, but they kept him, man, and they signed him to a new 3-year deal. So, you know, Grady's still here. So, Aries, you called it,
I
mean, man.
That's exciting. I was thinking today, Aries called that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what the hell happened to Jonathan Babineau?
He retired, didn't he?
I don't know. I was thinking that today, and I didn't have the time to Google it. But so I was hoping one of y'all could answer
me on the call.
Oh, okay.
It's been a while since I heard that name.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that name in a while either, but I was just wondering. Something, he crossed my mind today. And I was like, man, what happened to that dude? Because I didn't remember him going anywhere else. And I'm kind of like, what happened to him?
I follow him on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, okay.
So he still support the birds.
Right.
That's for sure.
That's cool.
Well, he retired as a Falcon.
Man, that just slipped past my radar.
All right, man. Well, cool, man. We'll start wrapping this up a little bit. And
one more thing. What I heard is that don't be surprised if Deion Jones gets the axe before the June 1st deadline.
Really?
That was on Reddit too. That's the second time I've heard that now. I'm not hearing that on anything else, you know, I haven't seen or anything like that. So,
right.
Interesting. Why do you say that, Aries?
Well, because, I mean, from what I've been reading, it's just. He's not producing as like he did when he first came here, and it's just, you know, he's due for a new contract. So rather than pay him his money, they're just going to cut him.
Wow.
Interesting.
I think that's kind of why they drafted a linebacker to kind of fill that role and move because we got what we we lost Enzo Luacon.
Right.
So I'm saying we have what? Walker?
Mm-hmm.
Which right now is playing a whole lot better than Deion.
Well,
not that Deion will land on his feet somewhere else, though.
Yeah, he'll probably go to either Dallas. I
wouldn't be surprised if he goes to Dallas. DQ. Seems like DQ's making the same mistakes, bringing some of these old fools.
Mm-hmm. Never learn. But all right. Well, we'll have that Deion watch definitely going on.
And Keanu, I think Keanu signed with the Saints.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Damn, Keanu, I hate him. I have to boo you.
Yeah. Speaking of another team that travels well.
Yeah.
They only travel when they're playing the Falcons.
Yeah, right, man, you got a lot of people that moved here after Katrina too, so that didn't help.
Yeah, that's true. They moved here and never left. All right, Matt. Well, I think rookie training camp starts next week, I believe. So
very soon. Yeah.
Yep. So
I mean, we're only 90 days away from seeing our first preseason game, if that long, maybe a little less.
Yeah, man. So it's just around the corner, man. So we're going to be hearing what the take is, and we'll keep talking about it.
Yeah. So, like I said, I got an interview set up for tomorrow at the Long Beach Memorial Hospital security. Right. So,
good luck with that one, man.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
It's a big step to where I want to be. So,
okay. Cool. All right, guys. Well, we're going to start wrapping this up. And I want to thank everybody for checking us out here at the What's Up Falcons podcast. Don't forget, you can check us out at What's Up Falcons on Twitter, and you can also hit us up at 770-268-0555, and check us out exclusively at Armchair All American. And also check out our YouTube site, man. We're putting up these little our little video shorts about our group chat. So sometimes
vignettes, is that what they're called? Vignettes
or shorts or whatever you want to call them. So you know, we all, you know, we have a group chat going on, and we always going at it, and we say some funny stuff a lot. So we're starting using some of the funny stuff and putting them up on YouTube and see what everyone thinks. So go ahead and check out our What's Up Falcon text group shorts. There's one up right now, but yeah, man. So outside of that, anybody got anything else, or we can wrap it up?
No, that's it. That'll do it for me.
We can wrap it up. Aries, if you need a reference, you can put down me or Rob. We got you.
Yep.
Alrighty. Got you.
All right, fellas. If that is all, I'll see y'all next time. Peace.
Peace. Bye, doll.
Playing the latest episode, What's Up Falcons?
Check out the What's Up Falcons podcast exclusively at armchairallamericans.com. Subscribe to the What's Up Falcons podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Listen to the What's Up Falcons podcast at whatsupfalcons.com.